Yaakov has a shaila talking about Lagabe, the din of chalitza. During the chalitza process, the dayanim have to see the reik, they have to see the spit, and if they don't see it, then the chalitza doesn't work. So his question is, what happens if the dayanim are wearing glasses? They have glasses and they're seeing the reik through glasses. Is that considered a re'iyah or not? And it's really a very fundamental shaila b'chalitza kula. Whenever you have to see something, if you see it through a glass, is that considered a proper re'iyah or not? So the Shvus Yaakov brings right from our sugya, from Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavdal, that it's not considered a good riyah, because the Gemara says that when the Edom are made on the Levana, if the Edom say, Re'inu'u b'mayim, we saw it in the water, we saw the reflection in the water, Re'inu'u b'ashashas, so we saw it through an ashashas. What's an ashashas? Rashi says it's like a lantern or a glass, you see it through a piece of glass, Re'inu'u b'oven, we see it in the clouds, Ein me'idim alav, that's not a good edus. So it's before the Gemara, if you see the Levana through a glass, it's not considered a good Re'iyah. Ashashas is a glass, and seeing it through the Ashashas is not a Re'iyah. That's a Chayi Raya, that a Re'iyah through glass is not considered a good Re'iyah. And who then Lagabi Chalitza, if the Dayanim see the Reich through their glasses, that would not be considered a good Re'iyah. But then the Shvus Yaakov says, maybe it's not a Raya, because maybe when the Gemara says, when you see it through an Ashashas is not a Re'iyah, doesn't mean that you saw the Levana through the glass, but it means you saw the reflection of the Levana in the glass. It's like you see the reflection on the window, so you're not seeing the actual Levana itself, you're seeing its reflection. That's why it's no good. Similar to what Rashi says by Re'inu b'mayim, you see the reflection in the water, so that's not a Re'iyah, because you're not seeing the actual Levana, you're seeing its reflection. But if we'd actually see it through the glass, that would be okay, that would be a good Re'iyah. And who within Lagabi Chalitza, that would be a good Re'iyah as well. Now, Lachar, what he's saying is, Taliyah ne'machlekes v'shoinim. If you look in the Me'iri over here, the Me'iri is mashma, like the Shvus Yaakov is saying. He says that Re'inu Bashashas means Shama Reinu Babua Shalavana Bashashas. They saw the Babua, the Levana, which means like the image of Levana in the Ashashas. It sounds like they saw the reflection, and therefore it's not a good Edus, but maybe if they saw it through the glass, would not be a problem. That is mashma like the Shvus Yaakov. If you look in the Ritva over here, the Ritva says, what does it mean, Bashashas? Pirish Derech Ashashas, Shehi Bechala and Shebekaisal Ein Meidim. It sounds like that you saw it through the Ashashas, through the window. In other words, you look through the window and you see the Levana. It doesn't sound like you saw the reflection of the Levana, but you saw the actual Levana through the window. Hafal Bichin, the Gemara says it's not good. So that would, Lachar, be Mashma, not like the Shvus Yaakov. It would be Mashma that seeing through a glass is not a Riya. And who then, Lagabi Chalitza, seeing, wearing your glasses would be a problem. So the question is the Svara to be Mechalik between the Din Riya over here, Lagabi the Levana, and the Din Riya Lagabi Chalitza, that even though it's not good over here, Lefi the Ritva, but maybe perhaps for some reason over there it would be good, but Al Kapanim, the Shvus Yaakov's Dichli, Lachar would be telling us Mechalikus, Ritva, and Meiri. Just want to end off with a very interesting raya that Rav Shlomo Zalman brings to the Shaila, a raya that seeing through glass is not considered a re'iyah. This is in the Alicha Shloima and Tfila in Perek Yud Beis, on page Kufnun Aleph. So he brings a raya from a Rashi in Tehillim. Rashi in Tehillim, this is a pasuk that we say when we say Tachnun, pasuk says, Ashisha mikas eini, asko b'chol sarirai. So Ashisha mikas eini means my eye became Ashisha because of kas, because of anger. What does ashasha mean? So Rashi learns that ashasha is a lashon of ashashas. This ashashas glass, ayin shema'ara keha v'daymela kilu hura derech sechuchas shekinaget einav. So Rashi says that the pasuk means to say that my eyesight became diminished, is not so clear because of my anger, and it's as if I'm looking through an ashashas, as if I'm looking through a glass, a piece of glass. So what do we see from Rashi? Rashi is saying clearly that seeing through a piece of glass is not considered a regular re'iyah. It means that my eyesight is not clear. So Shlomo Zalman says that this is a raya l'chayr, that seeing through a glass is not considered a good re'iyah, and he's very bothered why nobody brings this raya from Rashi into Tehillim. He goes on to be marchet, maybe it's not a raya, he says a pelvic zach. Maybe Rashi doesn't mean that you're seeing it through a regular glass, but maybe Rashi means that because of the kas, my eyesight became so bad that I need glasses. I need a magnifying glass. I need some type of glasses to magnify what I'm looking at, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to see. So he's saying that my eyes are so bad because of the kas that I can't see without glasses. But if you would see through a regular glass, that taka wouldn't be a problem. That's a pelvic way of learning Rashi over there. I don't even know if there was a metzias of glasses in those days, in the days of Rashi, but that's how he wants to be mancha Rashi. Lule Dvarav, I would say that maybe it's not such a kasha, because Abadi could say that everyone agrees when you see through a glass, it's not going to be the same quality of seeing without the glass, especially in those days when the glass wasn't so clear like today. But Afal Pichin, that might be considered a halachic re'iyah. So it's a halachic re'iyah, but Rashi is just saying that because of the kas, my eyesight is not as clear, because when I look through the glass, it's not as clear as it is without the glass, and that is the result of the kas. But halakhically speaking, avada re'iyah through sukkos would be considered a re'iyah, which is the maskanas of paiskin. You could wear glasses. Legabi aldudin and the tire re'iyah through glass is considered re'iyah, but the Mishum Zaman does end off over there. Legabi chalitza, the minig is that if you have glasses, that the dayanim do take off their glasses, even though maker adin, it would seem that it would be kosher with glasses as well.